This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Newsist, vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Wheel Hero, get the lowest prices on steel and alloy wheels. Save $90 off on wheel plus tire package with code MMA90. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 730. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. You drinking moonshine again?
Moonshine.
This guy's a moonshiner over here on the weekends.
Moonshine straight from the tap.
That's right. Straight from the tap.
I'm still recovering from being sick. I caught whatever this weird thing is that's going around. So
it's face AIDS.
Probably.
It passes. It's like the gaze. G-A-Z. You know? It's neither here nor there. How about the Chicago Bears? Bears!
Yeah, the Bears. I don't know what to make of this whole thing. It's confusing.
Four in a row!
Because we keep winning, but it doesn't seem like we should be winning. It's really weird. It's like strange that, you know, we tried to lose this game. We really did.
And then the refs always try to make us lose the game.
Yes.
Every fucking game. Good 3 to 5 calls that shouldn't be.
But we have a running game suddenly. Like, I don't know.
Right, like what happened? Like, I think the line was doing their job. Like, they finally opened some holes because both guys were, I think,
one guy and
6-plus yards per carry. Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got over 200 rushing yards.
It's insane. Like, it's so beautiful to see. When I'm sitting here going, we need a fucking running back. And I'm like, oh, maybe just needed to run the plays a little more efficiently. And they did it, which is crazy. And then the defense was fucking stellar.
Amazing. A-plus defense, the whole thing, just badass. The only thing I can't tell if, like, I like Caleb Williams. I just can't tell if he's getting better or not. It just seems like he's still got problems with, like, reading the progression. And he'll run when he probably, like, should try to throw the ball. Or he'll scramble around when he could just run the ball up the field like he was doing last year. I don't know if they told him don't run. If they told him scramble,
I don't know.
But he just seems timid, like he doesn't want to run the ball himself very much. So,
well, I still think he's got to get unprogrammed for a year because of all the probably the bad habits that were instilled in him from the bad coaching from last year,
yeah,
and then also the number of sacks he took. It's just that when he gets in that situation, it's probably hard. It's probably like a fighter that gets KO'd. And then you're like a little fucking jumpy or hesitant.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had, I don't know, he was sacked close to 70 times last year. So he's probably going to have good and bad days. And I think that was probably his worst game of the year. It seemed
it
like
was.
It.
Yeah.
You know? But they still found a way to win. And that's what matters. It's like, as long as everything, if you can have all the other pieces working, one of the pieces can kind of fail. So if you can, the run game works, passing game doesn't, that you can still win. If, as long as your defense is fucking stout.
Yeah.
Special teams is on point. Like, I don't know how he kicks to the kicker hit, too.
Shit, yeah, I think ton. We had good pass rushing, too.
Yep.
And then.
Yeah, we had, I think, 4 sacks. Fucking 3 or 4 turnovers, 4 turnovers.
I was reading that, Moody's not officially on our roster. Like, he could technically, our kicker, the one we picked up, he's on the practice squad. He's been elevated from the practice squad. So any team can pick him up, I think, by Thursday or something like that. Once we declare him as active, they can't. But we can only elevate him, I think, 3 times. And then at that point, he either stays on the practice squad or he needs to be on the 53-man roster. So after this weekend, we got to make a decision on this guy. So are we keeping him or not? Because some other team can snag him up. So,
well, as long as Cairo's healthy, I mean, he's been super accurate. He just isn't great from distance.
No.
So
I just worry, like, if you're thinking about, like, the one game where Moody had like 4 or 5 field goals, a lot of them were far, like a couple were over 50 yards, you know. Somebody nailed like a 66 yarder or something this week, 65. I forgot.
Yeah, there were some record. Insane things.
I'm like, going. Oh my God, that's so far. So, our Cairo.
Yeah, and I hope you make it, because I'm just thinking, like, what kind of field position are you giving the other team if you're kicking a fucking 60 plus yard field goal and you miss? Yeah. Unless it was the end of a half or end of a game, you know, that's different.
So, we got the Ravens next. I think Lamar Jackson's back, so we'll see how that goes.
Maybe. There's still, I don't think he practiced today.
Oh, really?
And there's talk of, like, maybe we should just hold him out some more, because the season's a fucking wash. Because I think
they're like 1-5 or something, right?
Yeah. And, like, why bring him back early if he's injured? You don't want to re-injure him.
Keep him out. I'm a fan. Keep him out.
Right.
Yeah, because that guy's a game changer. Like, he can, yeah. He can do shit.
Yeah,
we don't want him on the field if we can avoid it.
Exactly. So, good things. And then the Blackhawks are looking good too, finally, because we got a fucking goaltender who's, I think, in the top 5 as far as, like, goals against average and save percentage, like Spencer Knight. So, and then all these young kids are coming up and they're doing well. And our pipeline is also incredible. Like, all the kids that we have in the AHL, like on the Rockford team, like, I forgot who it was, but one of our guys won Player of the Week. Like, they're just lighting it up. We've got so many people in the pipeline that can come up this year too. Like, they're a fucking fun team to watch. They just need, I still feel like you need to have an enforcer on your team, and they don't have it.
Okay.
But Bedard has really picked up his gameplay, and they were showing some crazy stats for him of, like, last year for stick checks, he was ranked like in the hundreds, and this year he's ranked 13th. And there's other stats like that where he was like
What's
in the hundreds.
Check?
Like, he's just poke checking someone with the stick and getting the puck back or getting the puck away from that person. And some other statistic where, like, last year he was in the hundreds and now he ranks number 8. So he's like rounding out his game now, where he's not just taking plays off, is what people were complaining about.
Nice.
So I watched a couple of them and, like, wow, they're actually, like, doing well. And I think the biggest point of that is, if you have a good goaltender, like, you can get away with a bunch of shit because he can bail you out. And that's kind of what can happen. And then that'll keep you in the game. And then you start scoring. And all the games they've lost have been like one goal loss or an overtime loss. So they're fucking putting it together. I love it. So it's like everything's coming together for both the Bears and the Blackhawks. So I don't know who's going to go farther this year. Probably the Bears, actually.
You think so?
Blackhawks are probably another year away, but I think both can make the playoffs.
Okay.
So we shall see. I don't know what I'm drinking here. I've got 2 different drinks.
Like, what are you drinking? It looks interesting.
One's leaded and one's unleaded.
Is it purple or what is it?
Yeah, it's purple.
Grape juice?
No, it's the stir. It's like a mix to add to the water. It's stevia based. So this is blackberry and blueberry combo.
Oh, nice.
Then you add a little something in there.
Okay.
Let's do a little UFC 321 preview. It's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we got the Abu Dhabi card, right? This is going to be at a weird time, like midday or something. They're going to be watching this sucker.
1 o'clock start.
Yeah. Aspinall.
Yeah, let me
and
bring it up here.
Freaking
Tom Aspinall.
Cyril gone.
And then you have Mackenzie Dern against somebody else. And then
Volkov's on this card. Huh?
Yeah.
They like the
ranked number 2.
Close. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. Almeida.
Rakic, you know, from Serbia, huh?
Yep. And we have pictures for everyone.
It's not a whole lot of Americans. It's
shocking.
A lot of Eastern Europeans.
Yeah.
That dude's from Egypt? That's amazing.
Yeah. So really, I mean, just talk about the two. Aspinall versus Gone. Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, I think Aspinall, he's pretty explosive as a fighter, right? And I don't know. It's good. I think it's going to stay standing. They're heavyweights. I mean, of course, the Aspinall does have like a little bit of wrestling, but I just don't see this going to the ground at all. I feel like they're going to stand and bang. And for that reason, I think I got to favor Aspinall with a late first round KO is what I'm predicting.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it goes into the later rounds, it definitely goes in Gon's favor. But I like Aspinall's chances to be athletic and catch him with something in brutal fashion. Like I'm thinking like uppercut, like Uberim uppercut. Like
I like this.
You know, something like this, which will be good. So I'm a fan of his. I like him.
Yeah, I mean, he's super fast. So I think it's, again, I think Gon is just too slow. It's the speed advantage, the athleticness. You heard me right, the athleticness. And
athleticness. I like
so
it.
Fuck, I'm tired and retarded. Doesn't work. So
good comment.
I think it's an early KO, like two minutes in. And then the Dern fight will probably be a boring five-round decision for her, unfortunately. But they did do the UFC Embedded, and I wanted to share some images from said UFC Embedded. It's probably worth watching the Mackenzie Dern part.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm just saying, there's a good 2 minutes of some action. So there was that. And then if you can, hang on, I got to kind of detail my screen here. I'm going to have to do a little editing, but you get a lot of money shots. That's all I'm saying. And that's what MMA is all about.
They at the pool.
They at the pool. And then based on what I've seen here, Mackenzie Dern.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Boring fucking decision.
I think it's going to be it's going to go the distance.
Because they're like two grapplers. So
they are.
And Mackenzie's, her striking is so wild. So, and speaking of that, we should do a little sponsor action.
All right, it's time to talk about stepping up your grooming game. The face shaving products from Manscaped are the ultimate grooming tools designed to deliver precision and comfort in sleek and easy to use devices. Whether you're looking for a trim, a shape, or a detailed touch up, Manscaped face shaving products are built to handle shaving your face with ease. Crafted for efficiency and the perfect addition to your grooming arsenal. You can use code MMA15 for 15% off your entire order at manscaped.com.
That's right. And the handyman is a sleek, powerful, compact face shaver that helps guys ditch the mess. Cordless and designed for convenience. It easily fits in a bathroom drawer or slips into an overnight or gym bag for easy grooming on the go. You can join over 12 million men who trust Manscaped and upgrade to the Handyman Rocket Man. If you want to maintain like a beard, like said beard,
heck yeah,
you should use the fucking Handyman Rocket Man. And you can use code MMA15. You get 15% off your entire order at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. Don't miss out. Upgrade your grooming game with Manscaped today. And this episode is brought to you by OneSkin. And what do I personally like about OneSkin? Goes on smooth, makes my skin smooth and delicious. I apply it on my face, my hands, and other sensitive areas.
Yes, and it's known for cult skincare favorites like OS1 Body, OS1 Face, and OS1 Eye. OneSkin stands out for their science-first approach to skin aging, delivering hydration, barrier support, and powerful longevity benefits in every product. At the core is the patented OS1 peptide, the first ingredient proven to target senescent cells, the root cause of wrinkles, creepiness, and loss of elasticity, all key signs of skin aging. Is it creepiness or crepiness? I don't know.
It's like, I'm just thinking your face is cracking and you better put
like
some
a crepe
lotion
like
on.
A freaking,
that's right.
One of those pancake.
Like a well crepes. Done one. Yes. Yeah. Very.
And these
thin
results
and
have been validated in now 5 different clinical studies. You don't want a crepe face. Customers consistently rave about how their skin is smoother, firmer, and healthier looking with results. They get better over time, improving both the appearance and the overall health of their skin. No wonder OneSkin's products have over 10,000 five-star reviews.
That's what it's all about. Born from over 10 years of longevity research, OneSkin's OS01 peptide is proven to target the cells that cause the visible signs of aging, helping you unlock your healthiest skin and hair now and as you age. For a limited time, try OneSkin with 15% off using code MMA15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code MMA15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. OneSkin. And just like that, back to the show. What else is going down?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to talk about some sad news that happened over the weekend. Duke Rufus apparently died in his sleep a few days ago. You know, he's well known for Duke Rufus Sport MMA Academy. He's been cornered some of the MMA greats, you know, Anthony Pettis, you name it. Paul Felder was with Daniel Cormier, and I forgot who the other guy was on the broadcast. They did a little tribute to him, and Felder had been working with Rufus almost all of his career, and he was all busted up. And it's sad. It sounds like he just had, I don't know, like naturally died.
He's young. He's like 55.
Creepy to think about.
Yeah, so. And that's one of those ones where like, I heard that, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I always wanted to – they're in Milwaukee, and I always wanted to go up there and train under him, but I'm like, fuck. One, it's a little bit of a hike, and then two, like if I'm going to do that, I want private lessons, and those are going to be pricey. And then by the time I can afford it, like I can't fucking train anymore. God right. damn it, you know. So I'm like, oh, I wish sucks. I would have done that one, but that sucks. And I think he was just in Abu Dhabi for I think Sergio Pettis like a couple weeks ago. So I mean, he was still out there actively coaching and training people. So it's crazy. It's a big loss for the MMA community.
I agree.
Let's see. They say fucking Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman are going to have a boxing match at heavyweight.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to pull this the card.
That sounds crazy.
I'm assuming this is a fucking Jake Paul thing. Yeah, of course it is.
Nice.
So here you go. November 14th. Heavyweight. What the fuck is heavyweight in boxing? We're talking 200. I don't even know what the weight classes are.
It's like what 210 maybe?
I don't know. And I forgot what Silva's 50, and I think fucking Weidman's probably young 40s, probably 42-ish.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about.
I don't know why we're doing this. No one wants to see this. Move right along. Let's get out of that. I don't even want to fucking talk about it. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, talk about crazy fights. Rogan on his podcast was talking about John Jones versus Alex Pereira. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was saying that they should have a BMF title for the biggest fight in human history, the truly baddest motherfucker. He wants these two to fight. He's like, you know, we got these for the 55-pounders, but they need to have a separate belt for these bigger guys. And
sure.
He thinks that's the matchup to make. He thinks it could be the biggest fight that's ever happened, like as far as pay-per-views, et cetera. Do you think that's true?
It's free, so it's going to be the biggest or probably one of the most watched fights outside of that Tyson-Paul fight that happened. I don't know if you can beat that on Netflix. You know, I don't know how many people watch that.
Well, I think the Super Bowl, I thought I was reading 150 million people watch the Super Bowl. So you would think are they broadcasting this on live TV? I forgot.
Yeah, it's going to be on CBS, and I'm assuming they will also stream it on Paramount and all their other fucking sister.
You got to think they're going. I think they're going to break 100 million. I think this is going to be watched all over the world.
You would hope so. I mean, free MMA, and hopefully they start it earlier instead of a fucking 9 o'clock start time for the main card. That would be dumb as shit.
I think it'd be sweet if the main event happened at 9 p.m.
Yes. So start the card at 7 p.m. Main card starts 7 p.m. Central.
Yep.
Now we're in business. Now we're cooking with fire.
Yep.
I don't want to be up till fucking 2 a.m. waiting for... Because after that, you got to imagine, like, they're going to blow some shit up on the fucking front lawn with fireworks and smoke and strippers. Yeah. I don't know what else is going down.
Strippers on the front.
Fucking apple pie and bald eagles releasing 100 eagles to maul the fans.
That's perfect. Throw some mice down there.
That's fine. Fucking mice and rats. Color the mice. Eagles. Dye them red, white, and blue. I don't give a fuck. Let's go.
America. Fuck yeah. We need guns and beer and eagles.
Yeah, drop some fucking... We got a Scud missile or a fucking Patriot. We need some fucking Tomahawks and Patriot missiles. All sorts of shit. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Sometime in June of next year. I saw Ronda Rousey was talking. She did some kind of podcast, and here's her quote, and I'll ask for your feedback. So she said... Everyone's like, wow. She's talking about her training video. She's like, wow. Everyone said, well, you look so good. She says, I'm the greatest ever. Like, of course. This is what happens when I train. I look great. Sorry, I don't have a plan for world domination. Mike Tyson coming back and being the biggest fighter last year just kind of proves that I don't think anyone's ever done. So what do you think of that? And I think she kind of compared herself to Mike Tyson right there.
Somewhere. She did. And what's the point of her comment? I don't get it. Like, she looks the best and she's ready. Is that what she's saying? Like, I'm confused.
I think she's just conceited as fuck again. Like, she thinks she's the best ever. So please come back with that attitude. Please fight Chris Cyborg with that attitude.
I think she likes to keep that attitude and not fight again.
Yeah, I'm surprised she's even talking about it. Because she was so traumatized. Like, she took her ball and went home because she got her ass fucking handed to her in two fights. Can't handle a loss. Leaves the sport. Does no interviews for like fucking 5 years. Then decides to come back and train and show that she looks good. She's not wrong. She's not the greatest ever. She looks good in her striking. But, you know, it sounds to me like she's recreational training. Unless the UFC says, hey, we're going to pay you a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Which seems to make sense, because if you're going to have her on the White House card, like, that's probably a pretty fucking hyped up fight to make. But you've got to have Chris Cyborg fight her. That's my only caveat. Let Chris fuck her up, please. She talks so much shit. Even Dana talks so much shit. And then she gets to just walk, scot-free? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I agree. Not cool.
Anyways, what else is happening?
I guess over the weekend, Dan Maragliotta was reffing somewhere, and they caught him in the locker room looking at Bet365, and he is currently under investigation by the Athletic Commission, wondering why he was doing that. I think that's probably a no-go if you're... apparently he had finished his reffing duties, but he's looking at the betting stuff.
It doesn't look good.
Maybe wait till you get home, I don't know, or in your car at least. Not in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, they should probably look at it. Because if he's done anything questionable in the cage, then, all bets are off. Or they need to check him out. Because you can't be a fucking ref. Because it's already weird enough when we're talking about other sports, like the Bears and how they get fucking shit on by the refs. Who knows who's betting on what, right? You got to have some consistency and... Yeah, you can bet on other sports, but you shouldn't be anywhere near the fucking sport that you're in.
No.
Especially when you're a ref and you're supposed to be in the middle. Like, you 100% changed the outcome of the fight by not calling fouls, not taking points off. You can call the fight early. Like, he takes one punch. You're like, oh, it's over. So, yeah, they better look into that. He may be innocent, but, let's take a look. Let's see. Innocent, proven guilty, though. So I'm not going to prejudge him like everyone wants to. So
I agree.
I'll say that. Did you see Yuri's training methods?
Oh, no.
He's got some new training method.
What's he up to now?
Oh, shit. This is people screaming. So I go, no sound. And... I'm fucking doing fireballs.
It's crazy.
Probably Everclear. I don't know what he's slogan.
Vodka.
I think it's crazy because
you can burn yourself.
Yeah, I've tried this once. It didn't work.
I think you need really high proof liquor.
I used Everclear and it didn't work.
Huh.
This is 190 proof. But yeah, so you get the gist of it, you know. Typical Yuri. What else is going on?
Okay, I got one more news story and then some weird stuff. Did we? Well, I'll start with the one weird thing. Did we?
Okay.
I don't know if we saw this before. This looks familiar, but I thought it was cool. Did we see this video? The two guys training in the kitchen, doing little mitt work in the kitchen?
No, I don't think so.
Here
if
you
we
go.
did, it was many, many years ago.
Do, 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 do. It looks pretty good.
Yep.
There's that.
Until you break it.
Yep. And then I was reading about, you know, Drew Dober's, I think he's due to fight this weekend. And he was saying that back in 2014, he fought Nick Hein at a fight night in Berlin. Okay. And he's like, I lost a decision in that fight. It was like apparently a slugfest. So then Hein invites him to the after party at like his thing. Right. And apparently, Dober, meets Hein's sister there. Right. Her name's Gloria. And he ends up marrying her a year later. So he's like, I lost the fight, but I won the round.
Yeah.
Something like that, which is, it's kind of crazy to think about, but you know, it's pretty
yeah,
cool.
That's always weird. Like you're meeting people's sisters and like, they want to hang out. And you're like, that's not a great idea.
Don't hang out with my sister, damn it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, get the fuck away.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do, right? So
exactly.
All good. All's fair in love,
true,
or something.
Something like that. Eddie Hall is out there. He's supposed to fight Dylan Danis in MMA, but I think he has to cut a shit ton of weight.
Okay.
I don't remember what the weight limit was supposed to be for him, but they have some training footage. I don't know if I can share sound.
You gotta
We'll
cut
try a
like
little
100
bit.
pounds or what?
Something like that. Let's turn this fucking
Crazy.
Sound down. But I don't know why he's throwing kicks, and they're terrible kicks. He shouldn't throw any kicks. You don't want to take any chance of getting taken down. All your chances from standing and landing bombs.
God, he's so massive.
Yeah, he's got the hardest punch out there. His technique sucks, but you just need to land one shot, and Dylan will go fucking straight down.
Such a big guy. Scary.
Yeah, so hopefully that one will go happen. And then I don't know which organization this happened in, but this is the new way to psych out the person you're fighting between rounds. So here's the new thing the kids are doing. Turn the sound off. Playing a little chess between rounds.
Unfortunately, psych out your opponent?
Yeah, but unfortunately, they don't know how to play, so they're moving pawns sideways.
That is weird.
It is weird.
Seems distracting.
It is. Like, let's play this game. And then this one I'm probably gonna have to blur out because this is awkward. So John Jones seems like he really, really likes Hezbollah. So I'll just play this little video and then you can kind of get the gist of it.
Huh. What the hell?
Like something's going on here, John.
John Bone Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, it ain't great.
It's getting very excited.
It ain't great. I don't know what that's about.
There he is. I forgot about that.
Fucking Hezbollah.
He was
everywhere.
All the rage for a minute, and then he was
He
gone.
was. Came into the scene, and then he just kept being an asshole and punching people in the balls.
Yeah.
Like, typical. I got a handful of other things. You got...
I got a couple KOs and some knowledge left.
Okay, let me just do a run here real quick. So here's Chris Cyborg. Let's see if I can do any sound on this. There is no sound. So here's her beating up a hot box. How's that? Like we're in the infrared sauna fucking shadow boxing.
Nice.
Getting ready for Ronda Rousey. Not something I'd want to do. I don't have enough room to fucking shadow box in mine.
Yeah.
And then hockey related, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks had their first home game the other day, and
Okay.
they did a helmet giveaway. So these were on, it looked like almost all the seats, and I'll fucking post this little video. It's pretty fucking sweet. So they're giving away like these duck helmet things.
That is
it's almost like a fucking hockey mask.
Yeah.
And it's on every single seat.
That is cool.
It's so cool. I'm like, what a great idea for a fucking giveaway. Almost look like goddamn stormtroopers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little tweet of the week. I don't even know. Oh, this is it's Herzog. Like, men will be men. Take a look at the goods, my friend.
Yes.
It's a ref. You got to make sure everything's in line.
Yes.
Check your bets 365 and ring card girl out. Let's do some KOs. What do you got?
All right. I got a couple. I got, here's one from, hang on. I meant to share sound. Here's one from over the weekend. Okay.
Flies on the feet. On occasion, if you get hit or you feet are square.
Ow.
Oh, that's it. Here goes
some more.
And he's like, I'll give you a couple more. Eat that one. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Can we show it again? I'll show it again. Here we go. One, two, three, and...
Ow.
Man, he got him good.
They did.
And then the next one is this one. Bam!
Oh. That one's 100% going to get blurred. Anything on the street, I got to fucking blur.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you couldn't do that.
Nah, it's all good. I'll
She's okay. That. She's just pretending.
Yeah, she doesn't have a spleen anymore, but she'll be all right.
Yeah. What you get for coming after a man with a purse? Yeah,
you can't come after a man with a purse.
Throwing that fucking sidekick, back fucking, kick, whatever the hell it was.
And I don't know if I could cheer sound. We'll figure this out.
Oh! Is that real, that noise?
Nah, I think someone added the sound
effect. Okay, I was going to say, good Lord.
Fuck, she went down hard.
She sure did. Ouch.
Whew. That one makes me sweat. And then we have some new training methods, new training methets. So let me get these queued up. Got a couple new training methods. Oof. We're going to have to go no sound. Sure. No sound. Okay. Here's the first one.
Snake?
It's got a fucking snake in his hand.
Fuck that. Are you kidding me right now?
No, he's almost getting bit by the snake.
Well, duh, it's a friggin' snake.
I think it's I hope someone gets bit. This is dumb as shit.
It's totally dumb.
So I saw that. And then there's a UFC fighter, Marina Moros. I'm not sure what this technique is.
She's opening up the hips.
Yeah, she's. This must be for jujitsu, I think, right?
Yes.
I think you're getting ready. You got to limber up before you, get on the mats, right?
Yep.
She's on the mat. She's doing...
loosening up.
Hmm. So obviously blurring that one out, but you get the gist of it. This is what female fighters do these days.
It's a good stretch routine.
Yep, you gotta loosen the hips. I think that's what it's all about. And right into some knowledge, unless you have anything else.
So I speaking of training methods, I have this doesn't compute for me. Check this out. This guy is massive. I don't know how he's able to do this. And he's old.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, he's just going to get hurt.
I mean,
trust me, there's an injury waiting to happen.
Totally. He's doing those flying push-ups and stuff. I think when you get to be older, like even our age, like that shit just, you shouldn't do that. It's not good for the joints.
No. I had to learn that. Like, I went really hard on the heavy bag one day, and I'm like, I can't do that ever again, unfortunately. So you gotta scale things back a little bit. Got a couple knowledges, more training methods, Ingo. I don't understand what's going on in the world.
Whoa.
So apparently we put a pole in the cage now.
In the middle.
Yeah. And then we just train.
Okay. I like it.
So, and the camera works too. Camera recenters on her move. So,
sweet.
That's about it. So, that was one. Thought that was interesting. And then I may have posted this before, but Here's Jennifer Lopez at 55.
Whoa.
Does not compute.
I don't know if you posted it before, but you can keep posting it.
Okay. And I don't even care if that's AI, but I'm just going to believe that's what she looks like at 55 and makes my heart feel good.
Man, way to cleanse the palate.
That's how I'm going to do it from now on.
Perfect. All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MA Nuts. Go Bears.
That's right.
Go Black Gold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.